This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado lawmakers are working on a package of policies that aim to help people who live in mobile home parks. Ray Solomon reports.
The goal is to keep mobile home parks affordable and improve quality of life. One bill would give mobile homeowners a break on property taxes, and it would require tax delinquency notices to be delivered in a language residents can understand. Democratic Representative Elizabeth Velasco grew up in mobile home parks and is the main sponsor.
It's so important that we protect this affordable housing and also support the residents that live there. It's the only non-subsidized affordable housing in our rural resort communities.
She's also backing a bill to give state officials more teeth to enforce water quality standards at the properties. Another proposal that hasn't yet been introduced aims to make it easier for residents to buy the mobile home parks where they live. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Proponents of universal health care say they've raised the money needed to pay for a study about whether it's doable in Colorado. Here's John Daly.
In May, the governor signed a law to have the Colorado School of Public Health analyze the potential impacts on stakeholders of legislation for a single-payer universal health care system. But there was a hitch. Due to the state's budget woes, backers would have to raise the money privately to conduct the study. Now the Colorado Foundation for Universal Health Care says they raised, through grassroots philanthropy, the $750,000 needed. Supporters say such a system would be cheaper and better than what we have. Critics have called universal health care impractical and not feasible. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org. Another warm day across much of Colorado, in the upper 60s along the Central Front Range.